Good morning, friends. Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, it is the 14th of February, 2024. So today is a day of love. Today is a day we celebrate the lost acts of love, plus the whole idea that love is all you need. I'm sure there's a song going through your head there. And I'm not going to go into the history of Valentine, even though I know quite a lot about him. If you want, you can check out my podcast from last year, where I gave a whole breakdown of the history of good old Valentine. And his relic apparently is still here in Ireland, in Dublin. And people from all over the world come to say and send their petitions for long lost love. So there you go. You can pay a visit to Dublin to do that today. So, but today I wanted to come on and firstly, I want to talk about the numerology of today, but equally the astrology of this last couple of days and the days to come. And then we will have a look at the lost acts of love, which I think you're going to enjoy. I remember doing this a few years ago when I did a podcast a number of years ago, and there's some really interesting lost acts of love. So get out a pen and paper if you want to try some of them and experience them, because yes, it'll be interesting. So friends, what a difference these last few days have been. It's just been extraordinary. I know I spoke when I did my forecast early February about the month of February being fast and furious with lots of shocks and seismic activity. And apparently 2 days ago in California, there was no less than 13 earthquakes in 25 minutes. And astrologically and numerology, we are in a time of heightened change. Now, you might recall that this month, whilst it is a number two month in the calendar, two is about choices and decisions. As a numerologist, what we do is we take the month, we add it to the year, which adds to an eight. 2024 adds to eight. Eight and two becomes 10. So energetically, February 2024 is a 10 energy to me. So the 10 is always, the one is about action, the divine masculine, getting things done, the alpha, the beginning. The zero is the unlimited potential, but it also suggests endings and new beginnings. So this is what this whole month, this whole week, in fact, is about. So it's going to be interesting, I'd say. There might be a few old feathers flying over romantic meals, and I'm not wishing this on people. It's just there's a lot going on. So let's begin. Yesterday, the 13th, Mars, good old Mars, strong masculine warrior Mars, went into the sign of Aquarius, the peacekeeper, the humanitarian, and they're interesting bedfellows, shall we say. Now today, the 14th, we have Mars, this time conjuncting Pluto. Conjunct means to in the same sign. So it's gone into the same sign with Pluto. Now Pluto is the god of the underworld and of death and rebirth. Now Mars and Pluto would be feisty fellows, and they so Mars is going to bring up in its own destructive way what Pluto was already bringing up. So it's almost like things are starting but then they're ending very quickly. So what does it kind of mean? It, to me, again, I never claim to be an astrologer. I just dabble in it. The cosmic theme basically is death and rebirth. And Pluto is very much the gatekeeper. And it is on guard at the moment, because with Mars conjuncting with it, coming in with it, joining into the same sign as Aquarius, it's going to cause eruptions. Now, that can be physical eruptions, like what we're seeing around the world, earthquakes, no less than 13 earthquakes in 25 minutes in California. And all of this is at 0 degrees of Aquarius. And according to astrologers that I follow, such as Steve Judd, Pam Gregory, amongst others, they have all said that what is going on at the moment has not been seen since around 1883. And what happened around then was one of the greatest volcanic eruptions that the world had ever seen. I think it was called Krakatoa, as far as I know. You can check it out in Indonesia. And I think 60,000 people were killed. Now, I'm not suggesting that's going to happen. Please don't feel I am. I'm just saying energetically, a month after this particular conjunction, Mars conjunct Pluto at 0 degrees of Aquarius, we won't be seeing this again in our lifetimes. It only happens every few hundred years. So the last time was 1883, about 140 years ago or thereabouts. So, and then on the 16th, we have Venus entering into Aquarius to join the party. And then on the 17th, we have Venus conjuncting Pluto. Now that's a cosmic cocktail, lads. That's going to be interesting. These are major power players. And I feel there's a pressure cooker in full blast. So this can also apply to your life, where stuff that's been buried, you know, stuff that needs to be said for 20 years hasn't been said. So just be very mindful of that. Mindful and kindful. Everyone's in a different place. But what I'm seeing in my practice, I'm seeing people, a lot of people, it's like everything coming at once to end in their lives, not their life, but situations, relationships, work situations, even their where they're living. Everything has been wiped out because they have been given countless opportunities to make change, but they've chosen not to, and that's your choice. So what's happening is everything's coming together to be cleared. I cannot say this enough. This is plutonium time. Plutonium. You need just look up what plutonium does. It absolutely destroys everything. So this is an opportunity for all of us. Not necessarily destructive, but it can be with Mars. But it's more around having. You've no choice. You've got to let go if it no longer serves. People, situations, events, addictions, habits, toxic relationships, a job you've been in, a career you hate. Health regimes, all of those things, they're all being asked to be looked at. And this is the theme of this week. So I can promise you, you're going to see some major power plays on the world stage. I'd be very curious. And I'm recording this early in the morning of the 14th of February 2024. So watch the power play, watch the people on the world stage, the institutions that we have followed, the situations that we've looked at. We're going to see people coming back up and really bringing back the power to the people. OK, so I would say celebrate, absolutely celebrate all things love. Keep coming back to love, though. But ultimately, we have to go through the endings of what no longer serves for the real rebirth to come. So with that in mind, dear friends, we're going to look at the lost acts of love. And, you know, the Karma Sutra. I'm sure now there's many of you out there who have seen or maybe looked at the Karma Sutra or heard about it. And like the Bible, the Karma Sutra seems to be one of those books that everyone has an opinion on, especially those who haven't read it. But it was written in India during the 2nd century BC by a nobleman by the name of Vatsyayana. And the Karma Sutra is one of the world's most ancient and revered texts for sexual wisdom. And during the 60s and 70s, it was, you know, the Karma Sutra was, you know, used visually as for different sexual positions and so forth. And this, the thing about the Karma Sutra is the complete opposite. People associated with that, which of course is a part of it. But in fact, friends, it's actually devoted to the care of a lover's body and soul. And that's why I think it's so beautiful. Now, it's written to draw a man and a woman closer together through mutual respect. And again, I'm just going to relate to it as a man and a woman, just for the easiness of this conversation. So rather than it's just about sexual positions, it's actually about the how to work actually with yoga positions, believe it or not. And but I felt that there's parts of it that are very much called the lost acts of love. And some of them are very bemusing, and I'm going to share them with you. And these are parts of where apart from the visual, these are things as well that are suggested to bring the love, if you will, from between a man and a woman. That's what the basics of this is. So the other lost acts are the arts of performing. Not what you think. Now, I'm talking about singing, playing musical instruments, dancing, movement with your hands and body to convey emotions and feelings. Now, drawing, the skill at using different art media with charm and feeling. This is all in the Karma Sutra. You can look it up. Then there's the arts of floral arts, making custom carpets out of blossoms, garlands for the body and bed hangings, flower crowns and head ornaments. You can imagine that. The art of pleasing appearance, makeup, including preparation of dyes for the body and the teeth. That could be interesting. The art of manicure, the art of massage. Yes, the art of care for the hair, grooming and decorative. Isn't that interesting? Wait for this one. The art of the glance and facial expression. You know yourself, if you give your partner a look of love, you know, it's almost like a knowing, isn't it? The art of jewellery, making, made of ivory, actually. I know we wouldn't agree with that, but the mother of pearl earrings and so forth. Your home, the art of preparing a bath. Oh, I'd love that. Now, the art of entertaining, preparing meals that bring sensory pleasure, sight, touch, taste, and of course, the art of unusual cuisine intended to surprise and delight. The art of preparing drinks, the art of service, and the art of aphrodisiacs. Now, you might enjoy this one as well. The art of conjuring. The knowledge of love charms, potions for greater sexual prowess. Again, it's not black magic, though. The art of interpreting omens and consulting oracles. I like this one. The art of wordplay. Knowledge of dramatic storytelling. Oh, yeah, I'm good at that. The knowledge of dictionary and poetic poems, compositions, love letters. The art of gardening. Knowledge of stock breeding and care of animals. Now, there you are. The art of speaking. Knowledge of speaking languages, regional dialects and sign language. The art of behaviour. Knowledge of good manners, rules of success. But my favourite one, it has to be my favourite one, is the art of teaching parrots to recite poetry. Now, I hope that made you laugh, because it actually is one of the arts of love that is long forgotten from the Karma Sutra. But for me, the Karma Sutra is like a prerequisite for life. It's not just romance, because this is about being someone who has knowledge and wisdom of many things, and that is a very deeply attractive things. And I've only given you a few of them, but a lot of them we do anyway, whether we're in relationship or not. But I suppose the only thing is regarding the bird. So if you have a bird or a parrot, teach it to recite. But in the words of beautiful Rumi, since the beginning of her life, she has been looking for your face, and today she has found it. Welcome. So that's what you should teach to your parrot. And so it is. Happy Love Day.